Because for Avram ben Chana, the first one, claim. Okay, well, we started the past couple of shiurim in Inyanei Vestos. Just wanted to point out the that in the end of yesterday's Monday's packet, I didn't say over page 17 was the Tosafta that says that about the Chiyuv Bedika. Here he says Elabokim Pamayim Levesta. Which Pashas means, Rav Yosef has a whole discussion in the Sefer. Pashas means that you have to do two Bedikas a day during the Vestas. We're not knowing that. Rabbi put that we're knowing, you know, to do one, but sometime in the Vestas. But the Tosefta has Pamayim. Yes, it comes from the Tosefta. But most, do it once a day.
Is there a mile in that? In other words, does that every kind of daily bedikah she would do is one in the morning, one at night, and then all the into one system?
Yeah, it's just that some people get irritated and then Rosner writes on page 21, Loshon HaMechaber Mash Resagi B'Vdika Achas. The Pashas in the Loshon HaMechaber is because the Mechaber doesn't say Pamayim.
The Gemara says
Tivdok. Right. So Pashas is Tivdok. You know, if it meant Pamayim, it would say Pamayim. Rambam says Ish Shlobakas Bavashas Vesta. So it means that you have to be Vodik. I mean, all those we showed him speak about. Being Vodik. I mean, what if you didn't be Vodik?
This just happened about Rambam Shas,
eh? Right. Right. Okay, thank you. Okay. So now up to packet 9. So the Mishnah says on Samach Gimel and Beis, Haisa limudo liyos roa yom tezvav. She normally sees on Yom Tezvav. The Shinsul Yos Roa Yom Chaf. So Yom Tezvav was always the Vesas Kavua. And now she sees Yom Chaf. So the Moshe says Zev Zasur. Because you have the old Vesas Kavua of Tezvav, and you have the Vesas She'eda Kavua, which is the last month of Chaf. Shinsa Pamayim Yom Chav Zev Zasurim. So now it's Tezvav is all the time, three times, five times, whatever. Now Chav is twice, so still Zev Zasurim. But Shinsa Gimel Pamim Yom Chav. But now if you have Gimel Pamim Yom Chav, so now Yom Chav becomes a Kavua that knocks out the other one. Huta tezvav kavala yom chav. Shein isha kavas lavestis ad shetikbena gimel pa'amim. Veinim etaheris menavestis ad shetikakya vimena gimel pa'amim. So in other words, so the old vestis has now a new vestis, but the new vestis is only one or twice, then you still keep both. One is the vestis kavua and one is the vestis sheina kavua. But now the new vestis becomes kavua, that knocks out the original one. Now, we still have to understand what does it mean, Yom Tezvav. Because there are two possibilities. What does Yom Chof mean? What does Yom Tezvav mean? One possibility, it means the 15th of the month. Tu Bishvat. Tu Ba'av. 15th of the month. And Chof means the Chof of the month. Or you could say, no, Tezvav means the Haflaga. How much time is between each one. So these are the two possible ways that you could understand this Mishnah. Is it talking about Tezvav Chaf as a calendaric day, or is it talking about Tezvav as an interval between the periods? So we'll see which one is it. Right, does 15 mean the Haflaga, 15 after the previous Riyah, or does it mean day 15? Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av. With Yom Tezvav, if it's the Haflaga, it should be the Yom Ziva. And then you're saying that you're not Kovei Vesis in the Yom Ziva. Right? Yeah, okay, so let's see. That's a very... So let's see, so the verse says like this, Itmar. Rasa Yom Chamisha Shal Chodesh Zeh Yom Tezayin Chodesh Zeh Yom Shiva Shal Chodesh Zeh Rav Amar Kavala Vesis Lidil. So say she sees. Right, so what Shmuel is saying is the Chor of the Pashas has to be that it's on Tezvav means Tubish, like Tubishvat, Tezvav of the month, not the Haflog. Right?
Chof could be the
Haflog. So Shmuel is making a good point that the Chor of Tezvav has to be what? The 15th of the month. So, and that's the simple shot over here. That if you see the 15th of the month, and then the next month the 16th of the month, and then the next month the 17th of the month. So then you have a progression. So the machlokus is, you need three times or four times. Because a vesis means three times, but the first time l'chor shouldn't count. Because the first time wasn't a progression from anything. The time before could have been the 10th of the month. Understand? So you have 15, 16, 17, that's only a progression of two. From 15 to 16, from 16 to 17. So l'chor, that shouldn't be a vesis. But if you have 15, 16, 17, 18, then you have a progression of three. Because from 15, 16, 16, 17, 18. But if it's just 15, 16, 17, that's only a progression of two. To get a progression of two, you need 3 months to get a progression of two. But the 15 wasn't a progression from anything, because beforehand it wasn't necessarily 14. So that's the machlokes. If you assume that you need a progression, you need three to make a vesas kavua, so, and you have a progression. So one second, so the question is it enough? So Rav says 3 times is good enough, and Shmuel says no, you need four years. And then you have a progression of three based on four years.
What would the kavua
there
be? The next one would be on the
19th? Yeah. Okay. Exactly. That is a progression. So it says Tosis. In Marasa it says, I'm Chose, because I'm Chose, perish, dafka, b'chi ha'gav. Ava Marasa, v'gibu chadoshim, over base because of Bethel, Kalamata Yoch Yosef. But if it's, but everyone agrees that if it's, you always see on the 20th of the month, Chaf, Tishrei, Chaf Cheshvan, Chaf Kislev, then you don't need four. Three is sufficient. Because there's a Vesas to see on that particular day. So it becomes a Vesas Kavua with three times. But the other time, is when it's a progression, so do we say, well, three is a progression, of even though it's really a progression of two, but since it fits in a pattern, since it fits in a pattern of 3 days, that's okay, or no? What do you need, an actual progression of 4 years, which is a progression of three? When we say, no, three is enough, because even though it's really only a progression of two, but still it forms a pattern of three, that's sufficient. But Tosa says, this machlokis is only what? By when there's a progression. But when it's on the same calendaric day, month after month, then everyone agrees three is sufficient. Because really, a vesis is three. It's only when it's a progression, you might need four reas to make a progression of three. Progression. One, two, three.
We're talking about the date, we're talking about the calendar day right now for progression?
Yes. So 1 month it was Tezvav in the month. The next month it was on the 16th of the month. Mm-hmm. The next month it was the 17th of the month.
It has to be in a linear order. It can't be 15, 17, 16, 18.
It could be whatever it is, but it won't make it a versus Kavua. You have a progression. Each month is the next day. So that's a pattern. A pattern is being formed.
The pattern's not going to continue. What does it tell them, though? Being just possibly for the next month. I'm saying it's not going to continuously go later, because otherwise you're not going to have...
Well, the month is going to end after a certain time.
Yeah, that's it.
So then, I don't know, maybe it'll come back.
So really, this is the practicality of doing next month.
Okay, maybe it'll start again from one. I don't know how it'll work. So Tosa says, but if it's the Chodesh, then meaning, no, not Dafka 15, it can be 1, 2, 3. It can be 4, 5, 6. Dafka when it's a progression, as opposed to when it's 10, 10, 10.
Dafka when it's a progression, you need to progress. What is it?
Dafka is a progression, you have a machlokus whether you need 3 reas or 4 reas. But when it's not a progression, then everyone agrees, because everyone, that 3 is sufficient. Because really, it's a din of 3. But the question is, 3 is not really 3 if it's a question of progression, because it's only a double progression. Oh. So what do we see here? So Tosis is mechadish to us a concept of Vesas HaChodesh. Tosus is mechadish us the concept of Vestas HaChodesh, that if you see on the same Hebrew calendar day, then that's what? That's a Vestas. We don't have that beferish in the Gemara, this case.
It's not exactly you see on the first of the month or the second of the month. That's not exactly all you're saying on the first of the month.
You say, but
all the days of the Kodesh. Oh, you mean three times
for the same
one,
day.
Or three times two.
Right.
Okay, that was
so Tosus is saying that's also a Vestas. But then that needs because you could say maybe that's not a Vestas. What does that mean? And the Ravid on page 8 discusses different Vestos. He says, "Echad yimei haChodesh, afal pichein hamlagasat shavet." We go on mireish yarcha lireish yarcha, or mechamsha biyarcha lechamsha biyarcha mikaretzibol. Afal pichein zechodesh malev zechaser. Mamadu zemen hadilik shenechlu bo rabu shmuel. Rasa yom chamisha asar bechodesh, yom shisha asar, yom shiva asar. Rabbi Amar Kabbalah Vesas Ladiluk Shemula Al Shalish Bediluk. Hil Hainu Choshvim Kol HaKadoshim Uleim Ol Chaserim Veshatsovim Miksas Anoshim Kein Ein Kan Diluk El Aflavet Shloshim Bein Kol Riyo Riyo Reyo Belimudu Leros Vesim Yom Vesim Yom Man Chokum Bo Zim Rabbi Shmuel Beloshim Diluk Halo Kol HaMestos Huchulu Baflaga Yolam Lachlo Bestam Al Vestos Im Tia Bishonim Min Achesh Man Uav מה שאנו עשינו מפרש מספר הדבר כבר השם לא לחוקו בבסס אחר על המדיל לגובד. So he says the first one of the Vestos says Yimei HaChodesh. How will we say it have a lot of Vestos Shabbat? Even though it's not the exact span between one month to the other. That could also be a Vestas, like Tosus says.
Well,
the Ramban so you have the Tosis and the Ravid both saying the same thing. And the Ramban on page 9 says no. Ramban on page 9 quotes the Ravid. Second arrow. Dibu means the delay means to jump, to skip.
The same thing as Aflaga?
Well, Diluk means it goes from Yudala to Tezvav, from Tezvav to Tezayim.
Does Diluk mean the interval?
No. Diluk means that a progression.
So you think the same interval is no clocking to the much more?
Same thing as Tosus says. If it's on the same day, not the interval, the day.
Okay, yeah.
Last month it was Tezvav, the month before was Tezvav of the Chodesh. Now Tezvav and the Chodesh is not the same interval because some months are Moed, some months are Chaser. So but between 2 months, Tezvav and Tezvav is not necessarily the same as another 2 months between Tezvav and Tezvav. So he says, so he quotes the Ravid, but then on page 10 he writes, he says he doesn't buy this. He says there's no such thing. He says the only vessels that makes sense to him in terms of the days, the vestas aguf and things like that, is intervals. But there's no such thing as a vessus of say tezvav of the month. Why should tezvav of the month mean anything? Even if she would see five times in a row tezvav of the month, so what? It's coincidence. Hazma. But if you have a pattern in lat, an interval, so that's her interval. That's how women, some women have a 30-day interval, a 35-day interval, a 40-day interval. Right? That's the...
That's
a flogger. He says, but there's no such thing. It's never in the Gemara. It's never in the Gemara. Tosis made this up. The Ravid made it up. But Gemara never said such a thing.
What is the Ramban do with Shmuel's question?
Slow. Listen carefully. So there's no such thing as a haflaga to always see on the 15th of the month or the 20th of the month. It's you could have a gap, an interval, the same interval. Oh, so what's beside the Gemara that you saw the 15th of the month, 16th, and 17th? The Fisha, Orach Bezman of Huba. The Sesha Omer Tezvam Chodesh, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Chodoshim Hashovim Hu, or Bechaseim. In other words, Tezvav, Tezayin, and Yudzayin is not a pattern of, it's not like what Tosa says and the Ravid says, that it's a pattern of days. It's that we're talking about when all the months are chaser, all the months are mole. So then the amount of time that existed between what? Between Tezvav and Tezayin will be the same as between Tezayin and Yudzayin. Because if one is Mol and one is Chaser, then it's not going to be the same amount of intervals. One will be more, one will be later. But if every month is Mol, or every month is Chaser, then the same amount of time that will exist between Tezvav and Tezayin, Tezayin and Yudzayin, will exist, Tezayin, Yudzayin, Yudzayin, Yuches. It's not a din in the... It's a progression of haflaga, but the core is haflaga. If there's no equal haflaga, then it's nothing. You follow? In other words, there's no other vestas in days other than haflaga, that it's the same interval. And you can have a pattern in the haflaga, but the pattern in the haflaga of going from Tezvav to Zion, it's still going to be the same amount of days between Tezvav and Tezayin, because we're talking about a situation where all the days are Malay or all the days are Chaser. But to say that there's a vessus of the just the Chodesh, or even a vessus of a progression of the Chodesh, there's no such thing. Even though the Gemara says Beferish, there is such thing. But the Gemara is only talking about when it's an equal haflam.
You're talking about progression, by you mean the bilut? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Right? So the Ramban learns, he makes an ukimta in the Gemara, that the Gemara has to be talking about a situation where all the months are malay, all the months are chaser, so then it'll be an equal haflaga. But it's, so you can have a vessel haflaga alone, But this is an interesting type of Eses Haflaga because it works with a Dilug as well. So, but to say that if you don't have a set Haflaga, just to say that the month, the day of the month, or even the progression of the day of the month is meaningless. Bisvar. So he argues with what? With the Raivan and the Tarsus. Because Lamaisa, there's no Befer, even though at least the deal of Gemara seems to say it, but no, because Gemara doesn't mean Mitzad the day alone. It means Mitzad the day with an equivalent Haflaga between month to month. So therefore, so this is a big chiddush of the Ramban. It's mustaber to say such a thing, but and the other Rishonim, he has a right to say it just as much as the other Rishonim have a right to say the other way. Because it's not either way is not a Beferish or Gemara. Now. That is the. Now you're going to see later on, and it's going to cover in the next packet, that when Hilchas Nida LaRamban, right, he has the halachas of the Vestos, and he quotes the din of Vestos HaChodesh. So even though he said they're all wrong, but in the end he's moided to them. Because Lamaisa, they said it, that he's outvoted. So even he, so it's interesting, like, even though he thought they were wrong, but he was outvoted, but he writes his Sefer Halacha. He says that if a woman sees Chaf in the month, then the next day you have to be cautious for Chaf in the month, even though it's not the same Haflaga.
Does he say that he disagrees also?
You want me to the next one? I can. Is it in this? I don't think it's in this one. I don't. Does he make? If you want, look here on page 11. On page 11, he says, "Midivrei Rav, second arrow. Midivrei Rav Moshe Asfardi, that's Rav Mamash, which Emo Kviyas Vesas, Ela Baflaga Shoba. She may have Sova Kidivrei Rav Ram, or Kadas Chach Meatosas, Ela Farsh Bechiburo. Rav Moshe is our pasuk of Shmuel b'dilug, b'shem darmin and deken amishma mina mistava kavase. Rav Avram don bo lahachmir. While nefesh yochlush lahachmir, b'inyan havestos. Bein b'dvareinu, bein b'dvarei rishonim, ad she'era aleinu, o al acherim ruach mimorim lachri aizu aderach yishar, she'erbo lo adam. He says that we have to be machmir, even though I think they're wrong, but the maisa, until the ruach comes mimorim to say who's right, so I'll defer and be machmir. Because he's saying there's only a Vesas Haflaga. They're saying, no, there's also a Vesas HaChodesh. So I don't know who's right. They're right. He says, if you tell me chibur ha-gaonim, or b'chub ha-seim, in yin mora alachas me'ilu ha-dvarim, if somebody from the previous generation, from the gaonim, we can find that they say, in other words, he's arguing on his contemporaries. On Tosfos, the Rishonim. He's a Rishon. But if we can get somebody from the Gaonim who will say one way, Roy Lalechas, so let's say speak for Sayyim. So So then, you know, so we should give deference to the...
To them. Do we hold the Pesach Chodesh or not?
How bad do we do? Yeah. Even the Ramban is his...
Yeah, but... I'm taking the issue of Moli and Kosher. The whole Moli and Kosher situation sort of throws that...
It doesn't matter, because the din is that this day is Mashpia. So it doesn't matter.
It's a metaphysical...
Doesn't matter that it's...
Moli and Kosher, because the Haflogah is different.
Right, but that's... Haflogah is a different Vessus. This is the Vessus of HaChodesh. So the Rabban thinks, he thinks that it doesn't make sense to have a Vessus HaChodesh. But he says, okay, they say not like me, so we should be machmir.
It's interesting, like weren't people doing something, I think? Like, both of them didn't, like, if
you find a creator, yeah. Yeah, the footnote here on page 11. Footnote 99. He says, okay, so he was Maida. He's Maida. It's a good Mida. You know, it could be wrong. So people don't have the ability to say that. Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu said he was wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu Beinah told the Lubavosh. Okay, so you have to learn from the Rambam and from Moshe Rabbeinu. Midas Eves, and not the Midas Hanitzuach.
Moshe.
The Ra'ah, the Beder Kabayis, wants to say something a little bit different. But to understand that, let's just take a look in page 23. Understanding the calendar, Rabbi Nathan Boschwick. Page 23. Let's read it so we understand. Every month they say in shul, the molad is this, the molad is that. So what does that mean, the molad? So look on page 23. As the moon moves around, page 23, as the moon moves around the earth, right, there is one moment that is exactly between, that is exactly between the earth and the sun. Right? In other words, the moon is exactly between the earth and the sun. At that moment, the earth faces the dark side of the moon, already for about a day before this moment, the moon has not been visible from any point on the earth, and it will remain invisible for about a day more. So this moment is called the molad. That is, when the earth is between the moon and the sun, and so that's called the Zman of the Molad. The birth of the new moon. Because, as he says, we're already about a day before this moment, the moon has not been visible at any point of the earth. So when the earth is between... when the moon is between the earth and the sun, and so that's the Molad, and then... It's still going to move, and then you're going to start seeing the moon. So then you'll see it. But when the earth is exactly in between the moon, rather, is between the earth and the sun, so you don't see it, and that's the molad. So, and the the thing is, the moon is, as he writes, 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, 3 1/3 seconds. That's the cycle of the moon. So when we announce that, we're announcing this time. That is the molad. So the Ra'or in the Berakha Bayis says he thinks that, in other words, he wants to say a middle shita. He says the Tosis and the Ramban, the Tosis and the Raivin have a concept of which day of the calendar. The Ramban says that makes no sense, but the Raivin says I have a middle shita. That you shouldn't count how many, the eighth of the month, because the eighth of the month is how many days from Rosh Chodesh. You should count from how many days from the Molad. Because the Molad is, because the moon is what's affecting the woman, so to speak. So where the moon is, in contrast to the earth, 8 days after the Molad, and that's when she got a period, not Ches B'Chodesh. With Ches from the Molad, that he thinks is Mestaber, that caused, you know, because the moon is what's causing the, you know, the effect on the people on the earth. So maybe that is what caused. So he says, if you want to say that there's something other than Haflaga, don't say Vesas HaChodesh, but say Vesas from the Molad. Right. So that's the Berakha Bayis here on page 13. He says that cousin Garcinin by Isha Rasa Yom Chamisha Asar, top of page 13 in the Berakha Bayis, that's the Yom Kazayin, Yom Yudzayin. It says that it doesn't make sense, the concept of what does make sense. It says what does make sense is the Vesas from the boiler. Because he says, why should it be? But it should be taller than that. That makes sense. Because according to the other sheetas, it's a day when Rosh Chodesh was, so why should that make a difference? Elabolar halavana. The first one of the line, three quarters of the way down, it says, Elabolar halavana, shashanira roilik vor Rosh Chodesh, al piriya, shazuj nira laars, hu poa ba'olam, hu eino ba'olam, ficha eina flog at shavasa. So he says, that makes sense. But what day it is in the calendar, that shouldn't play a role. That shouldn't play a role.
That's also not
a flood. It's not a flood. Means how many times existed between two. The period of last month and this month, to, you know,
right?
Right.
But
he's saying and the other saying no. There's a concept of flog, and there's also a concept of chodesh. He's saying no. There's no concept of chodesh, but there's a concept of how many days from the molad the period had last month that'll have the same thing as this month. It's on page 13, the first word on the line. You see, if you would. In the Berakha Bayit. No. Achar Hamolad. You see? Achar Osalvana. Because the Rashba, you know, says there's a concept of Chodesh. You know, like those other Rishonim. Here, take a look on page 12, where the Rashba writes, Yesh Likvoy Maflogis Mechuvonos, Keshe Yesh Lamudu Lerot V'yom Yadua B'chodesh or B'Shabbos, Yesh Lamudu Lerot B'Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Chamisha B'chodesh V'yotze. So he holds from this idea, versus the Yom. So the Ra'or says it makes no sense. So he's agreeing to the Ramban, that it also, the Ramban also says it makes no sense. But he's giving an alternative. See, the Ramban said just forget it, just do Haflaga. And he's saying, no, I give you an alternative. Don't do the Chodesh, but do how many days it is from the Molad. Now, no one ever did such a thing. You know, there's no Shita that, you know, I mean, you'd have to make a whole computer program to put out, you know, when did your wife see a period, how many days from the Molad? And then make a cheshbon for next month, how many days, you know, how many days when the Molad is, how many days from the Molad. You know, if you have a computer program, I guess it could go smoothly. It's not, you know, it just...
It's not any less mistaber than the Sakodesh, than the day of the month, is it? It doesn't. It's more... The day of the month, you're dealing with Mole and Chose. Here, you're not dealing with Mole and Chose.
No, so you're saying it's more mistaber.
Yeah, it's more mistaber.
Yeah. But the Ra'or, you know, even though it's more mistaber, but he, you know, no one ever passed it like the Ra'or in this case. And then the Rashba, the Mishmeres Habayis, in other words, the Berak Habayis is a critique on the Torah Habayis in the middle. Middle is the Torah Habayis, the Berak Habayis is the critique of the Ra'or, and the Mishmeres Habayis, the Rashba defends himself. And he says, no, that there's a concept that when you Kaddish the Chodesh, that changes the Metzias. Like the famous Yerushalmi, I have it here, in Ksubis on page 14, that Eko Elokim El Yom Lokel Gomer Alai, Vashalosh Adav Yom Echad, there was if a girl was the Velas, and she's 3 days, 3 years and 1 day old. So then, so she's a bu'ula, because she's one of the bia. But if then Bezdin decides to be ma'aber the shana,
she's still not three.
And the besumah will come back. So you see, the Kiddush Bezdin is going to change the metzias, which is a. So you see from that that so the same thing with the Kiddush HaChodesh. We'll change the Metzias of Kiddush HaChodesh, and 8 days from that has an effect on the woman physically. That's what the Gemara says in Nida here on page 15. Shippur Garim, Pei Shofar Shatokim Rosh Chodesh, the Kiddush HaChodesh, She Shel Ibura. that the Shippur is Gorim the Metzias. Shofar Shatokim, as the Chodesh. Yeah, Israel?
According to the Ra'ah, so how do you calculate that length of, like, well, not the length of, but meaning how much time from the Shasamola?
Yeah, in other words, last month, well, it was a certain day. And then she was a period on a certain day.
From like the owner of the Molad to the owner of the...
The period. Uh-huh. And then the next month, you do the same. With the same...
Let's talk about the issues of days of 29 and 30. Because it's always fixed.
What?
It's one Molad and one Molad. The numbers are always fixed.
Yeah.
So it solves the issue of 29, 30.
Right. So, So the, but again, with all the lumdus and all the things it says, we still don't hold from this. We still, as right as the Ramban might be, and as right as the Ra'or might be, that we pass it like the Rashba, and Tosus, and the right. What can I tell you? Yeah. And we don't hold from the Mola thing. No, I don't know. There must be some brisker out there, somebody who wants to be Choshish Vestos based on the Mola. I haven't met them. Some odds are there's somebody like that who has such a chumma. Why not? Yeah.
The Rashi talks of Eses Peyomen. Is that a new Shita, or are we showing hold that also?
Yomen means the day.
That sounds like different to Kodesh, every Monday, or even...
Yeah, I mean, but it's included in that as well. Now, there's a piece here. Let's see the placey on page 16. It says, I am shocked to cut you the amount of the Iker if he wrote Poskim to Shippur Garim. The Lokar Ra, the night of Dominion Lamola, Halavada, Shadir Shiroi Likbar Kodesh, or Pier Iger. And that's who Dover to Mia. Teva kol nashim b'chol zmanayim yukrukim achar abezim. Kitzi kor sham shem b'chosh. Vaz v'yom hu yadu v'dovim yas b'kor. Okay, ha Ramban she'er sholem b'tzivius v'imul v'sar Hashem baruch k'neod v'gdolu chachmosu v'chol mogu v'fim ha'shikar sham ha'ra'a dachaze ha'shvar she'er shikur gar v'vest sa'isha v'afdim v'hafim in a ram kiddush of hevi v'lo ono alav dorah. Tomah she'erich ha'rashma v'shmer sabayis ikon ra'ishalo the Ekra Gomer Laya Tushalvi who emes. That called, so he says, but that only makes sense. That called the Ish Yisraeli, Hashem Chelok Hashem Amo, Hei Mishpatim and Pas Hashem. Okefi Tive Vilcho Kochom, Kach Kom Yonim Nido Kefi Chukhe and Bezdan. Jews are affected by the Bezdan. Kashe Yomu Kein Gosh HaChachmas Al Yonim Haskim Lashpi Aleyem. Aval Shiyem, there's a chumri hung up he scums bezin mul hateva mahal hach kuchava ke kopo al hateva lashat chas shom ze ves a chodesh bedilu v'amirin v'ishe levad ki im. But he says, well, what about shore? You can have a concept of a pattern for the gichas, right? Three the gichas. So if he says Tazai B'chodesh, and then, right? So he says he doesn't think that, so, but the Gemara has the same thing by Ashur. But by Ashur, it's not Mestaber that the Kiddush Bezdin affects the Ashur. Can a nashim sheyosh yor barasos harachokos kesi yimnu kviyas vestam enuki yimnu metevas zvichas alavana chidu garim vein zvichas alavana barzvel garim yoshva mitzvah svona vizrael vizrael hepech. So that's why he has a problem with that. So that's his question. How does that work with the shores? The shvarim. So that's the question. Okay. Yes, that's his question. So Monday we still have a couple of things to look at here still. So we'll bring this packet out again and we'll look at it. Okay, but basically what we discussed today is the source of Tesis HaChodesh. And the discussion whether there's such a thing, or maybe it's just Vesas HaFloga. There's no separate deal of Vesas HaFodesh. And then the Rosh Shita from the Molot. But Lamaisa, we have to, all the discussion doesn't matter, because we pass it from Vesas HaFodesh. Okay.